From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona on Sunday, voicing their opposition to the region's declaration of independence. Amid vast political uncertainty for the region in northeastern Spain, Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
Not the Catalan police force, but the local Barcelona police force estimate there was about 300,000 people in the demonstration. And to give put it in context, at the beginning of the Second Gulf War, for example, there were over 1 million people protesting in the streets of Barcelona. So in terms of Spain, it is a substantial number of people, but it's not a very large number of people.
Catalonia's political leadership was fired on Saturday by central authorities in Madrid, who are trying to tame the worst political crisis Spain has seen in decades. Madrid has called for a December 21st election in Catalonia to choose new leadership. Some believe it's too soon for an election, and pro-independence parties will increase their majority in parliament, expanding the division in the region between those who want to break away from Spain and those who favor the union. Protesters in Erbil stormed the parliament building after Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani announced he's stepping down as president of the self-ruled northern Kurdish region. Barzani said the Iraqi government used the September Kurdish independence referendum as an excuse to retake much of the territory of the Kurds. At least 27 people were killed following a weekend car bomb attack claimed by Al-Shabaab insurgents on a hotel in Mogadishu. Another car bomb went off near the former parliament building in Mogadishu, damage there being assessed. This is VOA News.